Badger Oracle Support, this is Pandana.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you were able to hear me last time I was talking to you. And
right, and I could not. Yeah, it just went blank. So, yeah, go
okay.
ahead, ma'am.
I'm calling. I'm trying to find a way in workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, I called the Badger Help Desk, and they told me I needed to speak to you in regards to workforce. So here's what I need. I need some type of, I need to be able to access like a certain area's timesheet, and I don't think I have access to that.
Okay,
because I want to review all their tickets for the current work week for my particular areas that I do,
mm-hmm.
Because I need to change their pay rate on some of the jobs because I just need to change rates. But
okay.
I don't think I have access to that. I have access to...
I mean, if there are any new areas that you're looking for access, yeah, we can get you once we have an approval from your manager.
Okay, and that's fine.
Sure.
I'll get that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have access to everybody's timesheet already,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how to sort it by area.
Okay. Can I have your name, please? Let me take a look at it.
Yes, it's Barbara Vitito. I mean, I have access to the timesheets. I just don't know how to sort it.
Got it. So what I'm seeing is you have U.S. operators in your PPMTS and Group 2 PPMTS.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So here's what I would like. I mean,
mm-hmm.
because one, I don't even know which operators are in what area. So
mm-hmm.
from this report that I'm looking at right now, I have access to their timesheets. So
mm-hmm.
I would have to know each individual person to go and look at their timesheets. I want to be able to look at a timesheet and see what tickets are on there
mm-hmm.
by an area. I do all of California. So if I wanted to see all the time tickets for the Los Angeles area, I don't know where to go, and I don't know who's in that area.
Got it.
And then I can see their tickets, and then I can go either run a report where I can see all their tickets so I can go back and make the adjustments that I need to do on that current payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it.
I think I see what you're saying. So it is giving you all the non-union operators, looks like, but what you're looking for is by cost center.
Yes.
Okay. I think they should be able to see what all cost centers comes under these two categories that you have. I see you have one for non-union and one for union group two. So
okay,
I
don't know what the non-union is. I don't think the non-union are my guys because my guys are all union.
They're all union, okay. So let us see if we can start off with the union group two that you already have access to. But as you said, like if they can give you by cost centers, that would be easy for you to segregate by area and things like that.
Yeah, because I have until like Tuesday to make all the corrections. But I don't have a list of who's in each cost center. And if
okay.
I can see what jobs are on, then I could go in and make the corrections. So I don't
mm-hmm.
have to do the payroll corrections later. I'd rather do it in that week's payroll. So it's
got
right.
it. Got it. I'm assuming it shouldn't be I mean it should be an easy fix, but depending on what cost centers comes under these and things like that, they have to just verify and give you the delegation. So let me send out an email to the concerned person who has the ability, and I'm also including you in there so that you're aware of it. They should be able to help you with
You're going to send an email to whom?
it. Carolyn Hurd and Suzanne are the people who can help you with the access in workforce.
Okay, it wouldn't be Mandy.
I don't think it would be Mandy, but Carolyn Hurd will be able to help you with the delegations part. So I'm sending
Okay.
out an email to her, and she should be able to help you with it. And if she has any questions, I'm also including you in that email so that she can respond to you or get to you on that.
Okay.
All right.
Her name is, I don't even know who that is. Carolyn Hurd.
Yeah, she's from Oracle Support, and she's helping Suzanne with the workforce permissions and everything.
Maybe I should call her and explain to her why I need it
Okay.
as well. I mean, you can send the email. That's not a
Sure.
problem. I don't have a problem with that. So there is a way to sort it by cost code.
Right.
Okay. I will also give her a call too, so I can
Sure.
explain to her why I need it.
All right. Yeah, I can also
Explain.
ping her and let her know.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, anything that you would need for escalating, that would be helpful if you have any other information.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so how long, once you get her okay from that, how long does it take to give me access to that?
Yeah, as I said, like it shouldn't be. I mean, I'm not sure how many areas comes under this, so I think she should get with the concerned people to see what all areas that should come under this group too, and she should be giving those cost centers to you. So I'll have a
Okay.
word with her, and maybe you can respond on that email depending on it, on the timelines and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great.
All
Thank
right then.
you.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.